You're listening to the audio production of Rocks and Minerals, a field guide by Evelyn Mervine, Ph.D., produced by Cider Mill Press and read by Dr. Simona Jutescu-Wyk.
For my son Caspian, my curious rock-hounding partner. Introduction. You can tell a story with a stone. If you know a little geology, you can look at the rocks and minerals around you and see incredible things. For example, a few months ago, I was walking along the beach with my 5-year-old son, and we saw some ordinary-looking gray pebbles. My son was not very interested in the pebbles until I showed him that they could float on water. I explained that these floating pebbles are pumice rocks that were formed in a distant volcano and that they floated because escaping volcanic gases had left holes in the rocks. I also told him that the pebbles had traveled hundreds of miles across the ocean before arriving on the beach. During the long journey, the action of the ocean waves turned the originally blocky-shaped rocks into smooth pebbles. Once he knew their story, my son found the gray pebbles fascinating. Now he looks for pumice stones every time we go to the beach. The purpose of this book is to teach you a little about rocks and minerals so that you too can start to tell stories with stones. Of course, everyone can appreciate beautiful specimens of rocks and minerals. However, I think you will appreciate them even more once you can identify them and you know a little about how they were formed. In addition, after you know a little geology, I think you may start to appreciate some of the simpler-looking varieties of rocks and minerals, too. In this book, I describe 50 different rocks and minerals and provide information on their properties, where they occur, how they form, and how to identify them. Additionally, I give some information on where you might be able to find them, with a focus on locations in the United States. Last but not least, I provide a fun fact about each rock and mineral. There are hundreds of different rocks and thousands of different minerals. Therefore, this book is not intended to be a comprehensive guide. Rather, this book is intended to be a fun tour through the world of geology, introducing you to some of the most common rocks and minerals that you may encounter. In addition, I provide information on a few rare rocks and minerals.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?